This is a HeadGum Podcast.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car-selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Hi, folks. A quick note before we launch into the episode. In a little bit, we'll be talking about a film from X Confessions, a platform that we've chosen not to patronize or feature on the show for quite some time due to sexual assault allegations around an incident on set one of their productions. As outside observers, we have reviewed the documentation and public statements provided by the survivor and the production company. In no uncertain terms, we believe the survivor. The production company fired the director who violated boundaries on set. They also took measures in adding on-set protections and worked with the survivor to demonstrate an active commitment to safety. The survivor and production company have since worked together to co-author the Performer Bill of Rights and Ethical Guidelines for Guest Directors around consent practices. We encourage you to do your own research into the matter, but given all this, we've chosen to bring the X Confessions series back into our rotation. Our hope is that the entire situation demonstrates that these kinds of incidents and challenges can be navigated and rectified, and that the entire industry stands to benefit from healthy mediation and ongoing work to improve. However, if you take issue or have information to the contrary that we should be aware of, please feel free to reach out. We'll list our channels at the end of the episode.
Welcome to Girls on Porn. I'm Rachel.
I'm Laura.
And we love porn.
This is our porn review podcast.
We talk about what we love and we roast what we hate.
Helping you find hot, ethical, just plain better porn for your spank bank.
And we're looking at everything.
Before we introduce the topic, we have a filthy little segment for you today.
69 seconds of sex news.
We've pulled headlines from the news to keep you informed and horny. Here we go.
A Pennsylvania couple is keeping the romance alive by tying themselves together with hoodie strings through their noses. The body modification-loving twosome have gauged piercings in their noses and recently posted videos of them threading a hoodie string through their two noses and tying it in a knot, temporarily locking their faces into one of the weirder-looking kisses you've ever seen.
A woman got revenge by pouring glitter on an ex's things and said it'll be haunting him for years. After Jade Butters caught her boyfriend messaging other women, she started dousing his belongings in glitter. Nowhere was safe. She got his bed, clothes, and even his toothpaste. She then went on to fill his pockets, shoes, drawers, bedding, washing machine, and even his lube with glitter. Savage. Also, not a bad idea.
Yeah, saving that one for later. Pure Wow has predicted six dating trends for 2022. First, dry dating. Bumble's trend survey found that 34% of global daters are now more likely to consider going on a dry date than they were pre-pandemic. Next, hesitating, which means feeling indifferent about dating, unsure if you want to date seriously or casually, because life in general is so uncertain right now. Brilliant wordplay there. Number three, dating apps for all ages. Google searches for dating apps for older people have grown by a whopping 3,500% in the past few months.
Number four, proud singlehood. Though quite the opposite of a dating trend, it's worth pointing out that Bumble also predicts a rise in what's being called consciously single. Number five, emotional intelligence is more important than physical attractiveness. According to Match's annual Singles in America report, emotional maturity has never been hotter. 83% of singles polled are looking for emotional maturity in a partner over physical attractiveness. And finally, slow dating. Yes, still. This one's been trending since the beginning of the pandemic. 55% of people on Bumble are taking longer to move a match offline.
Today... Oh, what's funny, Rachel? Oh, is that kind of exciting to you? Is there something exciting happening?
Have you been a good girl, Laura?
I'm always a good girl, Rachel.
I know that about you. You're.
I want to be good for you.
You're such a good little girl.
Okay, it's working. You got to chill out.
We're talking dirty today.
I mean, we always talk dirty, but today's topic is dirty
talk. Dirty
talk.
Yes.
You know, everyone pretty much knows. Do we have to define it? I think everyone knows what dirty talk is. But in case
I didn't pull a formal definition because.
Oh, don't worry. I did.
Oh, good.
Dirty talk is the practice of using explicit word imagery to heighten sexual excitement before and during or instead of physical sexual activity. Commonly,
that's
part
a good
of
definition, because one thing I did want to say is, like, I'm including text stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Which counts as the, like, instead of, you know, dirty textuality. Yeah.
Right. It can include vivid erotic descriptions, sexual humor. Does it? Sexual commands and rude words. What?
Yeah.
It could be whispered into a partner's ear, spoken over a telephone, put into a text. The intention is to generate excitement.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm on board with the rude words part. Like, I'm called a filthy little slut in dirty talk, like,
I guess so.
More. I mean, like, I've never called that outside of dirty talk, whether it's
I do behind your back, but, you know.
You motherfucker. I knew it. You're a prude. You're a fucking sex negative.
That's actually the worst insult I could ever get, is that I'm a prude. Jesus. Ouch.
I can't think of anything less true.
Thank you.
Rachel, have you ever dirty? I can't even ask you seriously. I fucking read your dirty talk. I have, like, stumbled into your fucking dirty talk. I can't even pretend to, like, ask you if you do it.
I do it, and I love it.
Me too.
I love to talk dirty. I love to talk dirty IRL in the bedroom. Love to text. I'm a big sexter, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I love it. I really am a fan. And also, I have to, you know, I was in a long-distance relationship for quite some time, so it was a very big part of our
relationship. Yeah, a huge part of your interaction was dirty talk and, like, keeping the spice alive from afar.
You have to.
Which can even be hotter, you know what I mean?
My
like,
God,
I think the anticipation of someone is so fucking hot, and sometimes when you're just dating someone and they're down the block, like, it's hard to be like, ooh, but what if we, you know, like, ooh, I can't wait to, like, oh, I can't wait. See you in 5 minutes, you know, like,
right. But it is nice to kind of do it to someone, like, in the middle of their day, you know?
Oh,
just
like,
oops, like, just got wet thinking about you inside me, you know? And then all of a sudden it's like, ooh, we just started this.
Yeah.
What an exciting afternoon.
Mm-hmm. 100%. Like, oh, I just saw this and was, like, reminded of you, of, like, oh, I was just thinking about that time that we such and such. Yeah.
Yes. You mentioned that you like to text, but do you like to do it in the bedroom as well? In IRL?
Yes. Although I love sexting, probably more than, like, elaborate dirty talk in the bedroom. Do you know what I mean? Like, my
I so worried. Thought you were going to be like, even more than sex. I was gonna be like, wow, okay, didn't know this about you.
But. I mean, I have had some sex sessions with people that were better than the sex I've had with them. Don't put it past me.
Okay.
But because, you know, in that case, it's like, I really know what to do with my hand and you're helping me out psychologically.
Right.
Whereas sometimes
you don't know what to do with your hand.
You don't quite know what to do with your hand or my clit. And that's the whole thing, you know?
Yes.
Don't put it past me, but I would say that my dirty talk IRL, like, during a sex act, is far more sparse, you know? It's more like, do you like that kind of stuff? Or like, oh, you feel so good, like, general encouragement and exchange of information while the thing is happening.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, sexting, I'm describing what I want to have happen.
Yes.
And that in real life is not necessary. I don't need to be like, and then you bend me over and put your cock inside of me. I'm like, you're doing it. Like, I don't need to tell you that's happening as it's happening.
So
I think
never
that's universally true for the most part. But I do know, you can, like, I mean, well, what were you going to say?
I was going to say, you've never done, like, a fantasy, like, with the person there being like, this is what, you know, what I would want you to do with you.
No, absolutely. You know? But I consider that, like, special occasion dirty talk.
Oh,
you know
what
I mean? Like,
I've certainly
done a situation of like sitting across the room from somebody and being like, you know what I fucking want to do to you right now. And then letting that turn into the sex act and then continuing like that.
Right.
But that's not
usually how I fuck. You know, like I don't incorporate, that's not usually how I use dirty talk in real life. Is that common for you? Is that like pretty?
No, well, in certain partnerships, you know, like I have had like very verbal partners where it's like, remember that one time you did that? Like we'd be like having sex and we would like talk about like, remember the one time you did this? And, you know, we both were very communicative and explicit and liked to use words.
Wait, so you were like, this was a habit with a specific person that you're like, remember that one time, like while you're fucking, you're talking about another time you're fucking, or is it also intimate in the sense of like I love like, this about you or remember this or like,
or it's like being a little specific, bit more like, oh, you know, like we'd be like, you'd be like hooking up or whatever and be like, you know what I love to like jerk off to, remember the time when it, like, you know, we were on the train and I slid your panties to the side and, you know, it just kind of like makes it, just like spices things up, you know?
Interesting. I don't think I've actually, I have done a form of that, like in, I guess in my circumstance, it was like a hookup with someone I'd hooked up with in the past. And it was like us kind of hashing, like rehashing stuff together. But that was more in the lead up. And it was less like once we were actually fucking, we're like, remember the time we fucked? It was like this, but we were fucking
Sure. I hear what you're saying.
Yeah. But that's interesting to me that you're like, even inside of the like very present moment, there was an element of like nostalgia and even like romance at the distance from like, oh, that time we did this, we're doing this now. You know, like that's interesting to me. That's unique, I would say.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
We don't have to talk about that relationship anymore. but I also really like when people describe like what's happening, you know, like I'm like, I like to be like, what does it look like, you know, or like what does it feel like, just to kind of like get them to like talk about it, because I love hearing about it. It's sexy. I like people to like use the words, but not everyone is comfortable with it, you know. There's a lot of anxiety around it.
I think it can feel, I used to have anxiety about it just because it was one of the things that it was like, how do I do that right? And it felt like improv or something. Yeah. You know, it was like, I have to say the right stuff. I have to be sexy. And I think as soon as, I think it was just actually quite easy to get past that once I had more sex and figured out what I liked and then figured out how to be like, I like this and I'm saying that out loud. Because that to me is all you need in dirty talk, is just to say like, I want you to do this, or this is hot to me, and just articulate, just be truthful in the moment. And like,
exactly.
I actually like more sparse dirty talk than like, I don't need anything floral. I don't need someone to be like, and the way that your labia, I'm like, no. Like just be like, your cunt feels great. You know?
Yeah. But I'll take it anyway, you know,
Well, I'm a writer, so I will judge you for bad.
Sure. But I just think if, like, anyone says it with enough confidence, you know, sounds great.
Yeah, I think the reason I'm like, I don't like floral language is that, like, usually it hits the ear like you're trying really hard. As opposed to just telling me what you want and need and what drives you crazy or what's exciting, you know?
Right. It's just always good to keep it simple. You know? Keep it simple. Say what you like. You know, and say it with gusto.
Yeah.
Confidence.
Say it with your chest and with your genitalia.
Yeah. You know?
I do know. I did a little, like, poking around for, like, oh, why do we like this? Like, why is it hot? I think, like, I found research around this, but I think anecdotally, it's just as easy to say, basically, that, like, it activates this other part of your brain, right? Like
100%.
It keeps the sort of advanced part of your brain working. And I think that is really great for someone like me, because I am a multitasker and I could be subject to like checking out.
Yes.
But saying and being engaged with and describing what I want or what is happening actually just keeps me more present and engaged and like keeps the scene alive on like multiple levels, as opposed to just being like, oh, let's go through.
Yes.
You know, the motions here, like just to throw it back to that video we watched recently that was just porn stars fucking and doing this really impressive improv where they talk through this therapy session while they're getting fucked. Like,
yeah,
that is what we're all capable of to a certain extent. So I think if you're not being verbal with a partner, it might be easier to slip away or like be kind of distracted or like checked out of the sex even.
Right.
You know,
the brain is an important part of like the your sexual being, you know,
100%.
It's like an erogenous zone in itself. You know, it plays a really big, you know, part in terms of like sex drive and sex pleasure.
Yes.
So anything that's stimulating that, I mean, like there's specifically like the amygdala is like the fear center that's also involved in excitement and pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
So anything that sort of gets that going, also just listening. It's the hearing center is like it includes like the temporal lobe, the frontal lobe, the occipital lobe.
Mm-hmm.
So just kind of like getting that the brain activity in general is huge.
And also just the psychological aspect of it is huge for me. Like a lot of times in my dirty talk, it does play into the power dynamic in that particular, you know, like I fuck a lot of people who like to be called daddy or like to call me their little slut or like that kind of thing. And that's hot to me. So like that dynamic and someone being like, oh, you fucking wanted this, you know, like the kind of like a little bit of play around the just like giving into it like that really fucks with my head in a good way, too. You know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's also a little bit of stats.
I want them.
If you want to listen to that. So specifically dirty talk in porn, dirty talk is the most popular term in Virginia compared to other states, according to Pornhub Insights.
Uh-huh.
And that's I thought there would be more. I thought it would be higher on the search term, like list of like popular search terms on in Pornhub Insights, because I really like dirty talk and sex, or I keep saying
dirty
sex.
Talk and porn.
I really like dirty talk and porn. I like to hear that's my kind of my main complaint is that we hear usually women so much in porn and I want to hear men.
You want to hear everyone having a good time.
I want to hear. Well, yes, I want to hear both people. I want to hear both people communicating like verbally. And I want to hear, you know, I like hearing like when someone's like voice changes, when they're like more excited or like their breathing kind of changes and like moans and things like that.
Yeah, I do think there's a weird thing that happens in porn where a lot, especially obviously like mainstream aggregate porn, that like the performers aren't communicating with each other.
Right.
Almost because like dialogue becomes an element like of the performance, you know? So if it's not scripted or if it's not specifically directed to be like, talk to each other, like describe what you want, you know, it kind of it sort of fell out of what we think of as like mainstream standard porn sex.
Yeah.
And I also think that's like a little bit to do with the medium, right? Like a little bit to do with the fact that like we're watching it, so we don't need you to necessarily like tell us what's happening. But I do think in real sex, there's often much more communication than you see in porn. And I think that's a bummer because I think it's so hot. Like sometimes what you'll actually see is performers kind of going about the scene as they were instructed to, but then quietly communicating with each other. You know what I mean? Like you'll catch performers being like, oh fuck, yeah, that's great. Yeah, come over here. Like kind of just
to each
doing
other.
Their scene for each other's purposes and like keeping that communication alive for themselves. And it almost feels like voyeuristic to watch that, which makes it like hotter.
Yeah.
But I'm also like, I think we should normalize performers talking to each other in porn the same way they probably would during sex, you know?
Right.
And occasionally, you know, it varies, like you see it, but I think it's a little bit just this trope of like, we do the dumb setup at the top and then we start fucking, she moans a lot and he is silent. Yeah. You know,
right,
like that is the straight sex convention of like, this is what people want to see.
Because of what they're assuming their audience is, you know?
Exactly. Yes. So. Or largely like the, well, whatever the male gaze, know, like what that influence has done. I have some other stats that are from an article in Psychology Today from Justin LaMiller, our buddy and former guest on the show. The article is called Talk Dirty to Me, but the stats are, of course, from his book, Tell Me What You Want. So 91 of participants, like all participants, women, men, and non-binary folks, said that this is that dirty talk is something they'd fantasized about. And 49% said they fantasize about it often.
Ooh.
More specific stats on that front. 93% of self-identified women had fantasized about dirty talk. 56% said they fantasize about it often. 90% of self-identified men had fantasized about dirty talk, and 43% said they fantasize about it often. And then 86% of non-binary participants had fantasized about dirty talk, and 42% said they fantasize about it often. So a lot of people are into it. Also, love that the rare opportunity to actually talk about non-binary stats like include that in it, like for once, to not rely on Pornhub. I wish for more Justins in the world.
Yes. There's also this great article. I read a couple articles about being like, you know, what's the worst dirty talk you've ever heard? I just gotta say. All right, this one. All the names have been changed, but this is from Svetlana. She says, me and a guy were mid-sex when he asked if I was active. I questioned whether he meant sexually active because there I was, already on top of him. He then said, gesturing to his fixed-gear bike, do you ride? I confirmed that I currently owned a bike. He replied with, well, I could put you in my basket and you could be my ET before continuing to caress and thrust into me. I have never looked at ET in the same way again. Could you imagine?
I think I'd be down.
I know. I think I'd be like, you know what? Suddenly dry.
No, you know, it like totally depends on the person in the case of something like that, because that feels like an obvious weird joke.
Yeah, like you can funny. Make a sure.
Yeah, you can make a weird ass joke to me, but you'd better be funny in real life. You know, like I've had sexual partners where that's been a huge part of our sex is like actually just saying weird sexual shit to each other.
Right.
And be like, I'm gonna scoop out your fucking eyeballs, like Punch Drunk Love style, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
But if it was, if this was like, as far as I knew, not a particularly funny or weird, or like this is a buttoned up person.
Right.
And they're like, you could be my ET. I'd be like, okay, you got some stuff you gotta uncover. Like there's weirdness in there and you need to own it rather than just spring this like ET shit on me. Like,
right.
This unannounced.
another one, which I also have to just throw out here. During a super steamy bedroom session, the guy asked me, so have you ever thought about taking it up the poop chute?
Yeah,
the poop chute?
Yeah.
How dare you?
Yeah, no.
That's a surefire way for me to never have anal sex with you.
Yeah,
don't
you just
call it a poop shoot.
Yeah, you infantilized my ass. So no, that doesn't sound hot to me.
And also, I don't really want the word poop to be talked about.
Yeah, I don't need to like be reminded of that element.
I know.
Of it.
Trust
like,
me,
especially
I know
in
it's
like
there.
A childish, like silly, goofy poop shoot, like way.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Don't make a fart joke while you're, like, entering my ass.
Yeah, you know?
It's just not the right time.
Yeah. What's the worst thing someone said to you when they've, like, been dirty talking you?
I don't really have I don't have anything, like, legendary that I'm like, oh, my God, I can't believe they fucking said that. Like, I don't have anything terrible. I did review some dirty talk for this episode.
Oh, did you?
If you want to indulge.
Yeah.
Yes. And there were, if anything, it's just really funny typos. Like, that's the worst it gets for me. Like, someone was trying to say something like, oh, God, you feel truly amazing. And it auto-corrected to, like, Trulia. Like,
sure.
Things like that where you're like, oops. But, like, if you're in it, you're in it. And you're like, typos are typos. Like, let's go.
Yeah.
Like, who's fucking proofreading their texts while you're sexting?
Yeah.
But I don't think I have anything truly terrible. What about you?
Okay.
I feel like you got something in the chamber there.
Yeah, I got a few. Okay.
Oh,
one time I was hooking up with this guy and we were like making out and we were like back at he was like living in the East Village, like some weird apartment where he like lived kind of like in like a little like loft on like a futon mattress on the floor. It was my early 20s, whatever. We're like making out and he goes, let me eat your pussy real quick. Just before going down on me. I was like, okay, so do it. Like what? Like
see again? I like that.
But like, let me eat your pussy real quick. Like, it was just really weird. I was like,
I wasn't there, so I don't quite know the like weirdness of it. But I feel like I could know people who could pull that. I could know a man to pull it off. And I feel like I can imagine a scenario where like that would be fine. You know, like it's sort of fun. Like, hey, like quickie, like, hey, can I just like pound the shit out of you real quick, and then I have
but
to go
like
do this meeting.
But it was like he was already going down. Like he was already like going, and he was like, "Let me eat your pussy real quick." And I was like, "You're okay."
Yeah, it just like, sounds what? Like weird execution of something that could potentially work under different circumstances. Like, you tell it to me, and I'm like, "He's eating your pussy." You know, what do you want?
Okay,
I get it. Okay, give me another one.
And then I have another one. Okay, this one is I was like hooking up with this guy on New Year's like a few years ago, and he was Scottish, and we were like wasted. We had both done like probably like too much cocaine, and we like went back to like we were like making out at a friend's party, and we like were like hooking up in the bathroom, and throughout the whole night, every single time, like he like saw, like I took my top off and he looked at my boobs and went, "Good for you." And he like continued to say this throughout like the whole rest of the night. Like we'd be like back in my apartment, and he'd like we'd be like hooking up. He's like, "Oh, good for you."
Okay, that's amazing. I would have a really hard time like keeping
you.
It together for that. That this is a language barrier thing. Like this is someone I'm hearing an accent.
I was like, yeah, he was Scottish.
Oh, you said that.
Yes. Good for you. He kept saying, good for you. I was like,
okay. Actually, that is weirder because I don't know. Maybe that's a Scottish thing, but saying like, good for you, you know,
like I was like,
either
it's
something you say
like,
in a condescending way to like a child learning to ride a bike.
Right.
Or it's something you say when you're like actually negging someone, you know, like,
right.
Oh, good
like,
for you.
Like,
good for you. You know, like,
I was like, why? Shut up.
Like, it's just, that's funny. The connotation of that is so specific that I'm like, why?
It was the main thing that I think about when I think about that sexual encounter with this person.
Yeah.
Lovely guy. Very, very sweet guy. But
yeah,
he did
just
say
strange
good for
word
you
choice. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Far too many times.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good for you.
Good for you. I'm gonna remember that and just say that at like weird times to you, like when you achieve things and be like, good for you.
So every single time I think about it, I just can't help but laugh because it was so absurd. Okay, should we do the showdown?
Oh, we weren't gonna share our own dirty talk.
What? Oh, did you do I what do you want me to you want me to say?
Well, if you didn't come with it, don't worry. I can just pick choice
lines.
Okay, yeah,
you pick. No, you pick some up.
I just thought it'd be fun if we pulled some of our greatest hits. Now,
yeah.
Okay, are you going to fully like search your phone now and like get a couple? You don't have to. I can do this for the
you
both
go.
Of us.
You do.
I
it.
Have
you do
so
it.
Much fucking content here.
Thank you, because I don't really have. I would have to like go through like a dark place to like find.
Yeah, listen.
You know,
I don't want you to like immediately.
Thank you. Yeah.
Rehash things with your ex because I did it. I
you did it for us. So thank you for that. You took
how about we
team.
Do this short and sweet? I'm just gonna read. So I like sent a couple emails to a particular person who was into Literatica. There was a lot of dirty talk with this person, but a special treat for them was when I would like write a like scenario out for them, like in email form. So you want to just hear a little excerpt from that?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
And hire me for your erotic writing, folks. Mm-hmm. You tease my clit, making me moan a little again. You could fuck me right there against the wall, and it seems like I want that from the way I'm dipping even lower and presenting my ass to you. Your hands find their way to my tits, and you twist and pull on my nipples. I'm breathing heavy now, and I gasp when you slap my ass again. Pulling me back into you, you wrap a hand around my throat and keep teasing my clit, adding pressure as your fingers slide through the wet. My arms are reaching back for your neck, your arms, your ass, trying to pull you closer into me. My ass grinding into your cock through your pants and responding to the pleasure of your fingers on me. You bite the back of my neck as you start to undo your pants, ready to slide into me from behind.
Wow. Okay, hire her. Okay.
Ooh,
let's
I'm
go.
Blushing.
Oh my god, that's hot.
I'm blushing.
Okay, that was hot. That was horny. I loved that.
Thanks.
Thank you for letting me share that vulnerable moment with you.
So I'm proud of you.
And I hope it was hot.
But like, what are you saying now? If I'm going to pivot, what are you like saying in bed? In the moment.
In bed, it's like much simpler. Like that is literature. That is like the complete sentences and full description of like the action. That is erotica. That's what happened. In bed, I'm like, you like that, daddy. Like slap me harder. Like fuck me harder. Like, oh God, you feel fucking amazing. Like you're so fucking good. Like you're so deep right now. Like God, you could do anything to me. Like things like that.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Much more like short and sweet. Keeping
I said,
it moving.
Okay, cool.
Okay, cool. Okay, just cool. Wanted to check. Just wanted to make sure you're not reading aloud in bed.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Just judging you from the outside.
No. I just like, yeah. Cool. That's hot. That's great.
Shall we do the showdown?
Yeah. Okay. Sweating.
I know. I'm like hot. I like need to get like an ice water. Ooh, hot cha-cha. And I like rushed through that. I like made a point not to like do a super theatrical reading. Like I'm blushing.
Yeah. Ooh. I'm definitely like when I'm doing, in my dirty talk, it's more like, how does it like tell me what it looks like? You know, tell me what it feels like. What's it taste like? You know?
When you say tell me what it looks like, you're talking about his like, cock or your pussy or both?
Like if I'm like, you know, like you know, usually like, it's like, it'll be like when I'm like getting fucked from behind and I can't see it, you know?
Tell me what my ass looks like.
Yeah, I'm like, what does it look
like? He's
like,
okay,
look
it's like shaped well, like an ass. Like,
no, I want him to be like, yeah, it looks fucking good. It looks amazing.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, take a picture of it, you know?
Cool.
That's usually what happens.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
She's taking pictures. Okay, cool. Okay. Yeah. We're supporting each other's journeys here, all right?
Okay, cool.
Okay, cool. Let's do the showdown. Fucked and inseminated at the stream in winter.
Oh. Wow.
Dirty talk? Sure.
Yeah.
It does sound literary. It sounds like a novel about like
at the stream in the winter.
Where we meet at the stream and that's where we
engage. This feels like olden times.
Mm-hmm. It feels like olden times. It feels like an oldie.
this isn't present day.
Yeah.
Okay. After hardcore, more heartcore. No idea what that means.
Spelled like heartcore?
H-A-R-T.
Oh. Okay.
I don't know.
So that's just a misspelling.
Yeah.
I wanted them to be trying for something like hardcore. Yeah. Like mumblecore, heartcore. Like, I don't know. There was like some meaning in it. Okay. Come listen to this squealing bitch. A real pleasure to fuck this kind of girl. Dirty talk.
This squealing, that makes me think that you're fucking a pig.
Yeah.
You know, whenever I hear the word squeal, I kind of
squeal
think of
is very closely associated with pigs, almost exclusively, I would say.
I'm like in farm animals.
Yeah. I mean, I get that it works its way into bedroom lingo, but it does. Yeah. It's hard to separate from
squealing
piggies, little piggies.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know about that.
Which is also like a sort of kink kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know, but
a little piggy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Exploding cum from my beautiful cock. Dirty talk. Little rhyme.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah.
Her BF texting, but she busy RN.
She's is she? Busy. I bet she is.
Yeah.
Cheating. Yeah. She's busy cheating.
I guess so.
Not respecting the bounds
it's her
of
boyfriend. Unless it's her best friend and she's like, I can't because I'm sexting and I don't want to accidentally send you what I meant to send that person.
That's true.
I've done
that.
I've done that.
Wow.
Whoops.
That's my number one nightmare. My wife comments when I fuck her friend. She just comments. I wonder if it's like positive or negative, you know?
Commentary. She's just like running commentary. It's like a DVD director's commentary,
director's
you know?
Cut.
Yeah. We're like, okay, so this is the part where he enters her, and as the cuck, I am bothered by that, but I'm turned on by that. I'm a sub. I like to be dominated. I like to be humiliated. So here we
go.
It's
also important to notice that his cock is not fully hard just yet. This is a recurring theme in our relationship, and it's good to know that it also happens here with my friend.
That's something we could do.
Yeah.
Director's commentary on our, like, favorite porn.
We should.
Subscribe to our Patreon, y'all.
Yeah.
I think this will be my last one.
Mm-hmm.
Step bro and sis taste the forbidden fruit of Alabama. What it has to do with dirty talk, I don't know. But I don't care.
It had
I'm intrigued
to be Alabama,
by this
you know?
Forbidden fruit of Alabama. Yeah, I'm like, is it like they say
incest.
Stepbro incest, but I feel like when you say yes, forbidden fruit of Alabama implies incest.
It's incest.
So I think that's what they're leaning into here. Okay. Step stuff. But yeah, anyway, go ahead.
Last one from me. Lick my holes. Dirty talk. Eating holes instructions.
Nice. You know, informative, educational.
All the holes. Ear holes, nose holes.
Ears holes. Ears holes. Noses holes. Mouth holes. Butts holes.
Mouth holes. Butt holes.
Yeah.
Yeah. All before holes.
It. Yeah.
All holes. Equality. Equality for all holes.
Whole equality. Equal representation of holes.
That's right, baby. That's what we're standing for.
That's our battle cry. And we'll be right back. Weird episode.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
A talk too dirty is the first video we're going to be talking about. It's Scott Poppycox and Dean Van Damme. Mm-hmm. We found it on Pink Label. It is from X Confessions.
And directed by Erica Lust.
Yes. And I mean, I love this shit because it's like set in like elaborate, like beautiful hotels somewhere in Europe. You
yes.
Know?
Yes. And how nice that in Europe when a housekeeper comes upon a naked man in the hallway.
Yeah.
She's just like, sir, do you want
senor.
This towel?
Yeah. She gives him the tiniest
yeah,
towel.
Yeah, senor. Yes. Yeah. Like a little washcloth to cover his dick.
Right.
So the scenario we're given here is a hipster couple on a romantic trip to Barcelona to celebrate their anniversary. Mm-hmm. On such a special occasion, she wants to spice things up, suggesting they play a little sex game with dirty talk. Mm-hmm. But letting your tongue run free always implies certain risks. Modern couples have traditional problems too. Kind of stumbling over that like it was the sex news.
Yeah. It was all the dirty talk. It really like got us hot and bothered. This video, it was hot to me. I mean, it was hot to me for many reasons. I really loved that it was like he was giving me like Love Island vibes, you know, like he was like covered
yeah.
in
very tatted.
Yeah.
Very British accent. Uh-huh, yes. Yeah. Uh-huh. Very like big, burly man. Yeah.
Yeah. But this was like the you know, she wants to spice things up. And like, this is what I mean. Like, he was like, do you remember that time we fucked in a field? You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And she was like, tell me about it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And like, that's the kind of thing. Like, I've done that with partners before and it's been really hot.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. I'm like, okay, I got to get into this. In this video in particular, they're also doing it like while they're touching themselves, which is,
yes,
which makes makes that kind of dialogue make slightly more sense. Like,
yeah,
if I'm actively riding someone or like, remember that other time I was riding you? Like something about that is just like slightly odd, but like touching, like us fooling around and like touching ourselves and each other. Like,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. It sort of tracks better to me that way.
Yeah. It's also like it's a part of foreplay, you know, like you can be like making out and being like, you know what? Do you remember that time that we did this or we did that? And Yeah. You know, like I wasn't wearing any panties.
Yeah, foreplay. It makes more sense to me as foreplay than it is. Actively fucking. Yeah. Right. Okay. Yeah. We've cracked it. I was like, so Rachel's just riding people.
No.
Like, remember that other time I was riding?
It's part of like the warm up. It's like when you're kissing and you're like, you know, like getting each other turned on by reminding of them of like the good sex that you have, you know?
I see.
Or like the one time, you know, like, you know what I love to just like think about? You know what I jerked off to last night? It was like the time that we, whatever. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so then. And then he's, you know, he starts like going into explicit detail. And I love that, like, at one point, like, yeah, they're touching themselves and like doing like dirty talk,
mm-hmm.
you know, like I love mutual masturbation. We don't see it enough.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It's the best. Honestly, I love it.
And it's like the sex they have feels very real, feels very hot.
Mm-hmm.
And then he goes into like then they start like fantasizing and he's like, next time, you know, we have the mailman come around. And I was like, oh, this is fucking hot to me. He's like, you know, I'm going to bring him inside and I'm going to like, you know, I'm going
to make him watch while I bend you over and he has to like look at your ass. And she's like, does he like my ass? And he's like,
yeah,
fucking loves it. I fucking love your ass. Right, you know, like that kind of thing. Yeah.
And this is also sort of a VO over them like having really great sex, which I thought was hot. Yeah.
At first, I didn't know what was happening. Like basically they keep fucking in the visual and then we get this like ADR of them, this voiceover of them.
Right.
Fantasizing and like talking through all this while we're watching them fuck, just like, oh, yeah, that's really actually like an interesting choice.
I know,
I wasn't
so
sure
too.
About it at first, but I liked it. Yeah,
yeah, where he's like, yeah, the mailman's like, you can see his cock getting hard, and I mean, I love it when a British guy says cock, you know, it's the hottest thing to me. And then you know, we get into like, then he's like fucking her. And he's like, you know, I've got a finger in you and I've got a finger in your sister and like both in your like two wet pussies. And then he like pulls out and like comes and she's like, what the fuck? You were talking about my sister?
Yeah.
And he's like, well, you had the mailman. I had your sister. Whatever. It's a fantasy. Like, what? What the hell?
And I just got caught up in the moment, you know?
Yeah. Like, and then at one point I was like, okay, what? I'm pissed, you know?
Uh-huh.
And then like it's a fight, she like kicks him out. And then we cut back to like the scene that we saw at the beginning. And then like he comes back into the apartment or the hotel room after he was like laying outside naked.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, well, come back in. You didn't finish me off. And I was like, oh, okay. Phew, thank God. Like I wasn't
worried.
Yeah, they
had a little payoff at the end. It was a bold choice. Like I wasn't sure if I was into it because... just briefly for a second, it looked like you were fully naked because your hair is covering your spaghetti straps. And I was like, Rachel took her top off during the break. Everyone get on Patreon. No, she, like, I was like, why did we need to fuck it up before she got to come? You know, like, it's porn. So I'm like, I want to see it come to fruition, you know.
Right.
But we often talk about, like, porns that are appetizers or amuse-bouches. So like, this one is, like, tantalizing and it's people fantasizing and it's like it's a lot of focus on like foreplay and mutual masturbation and less about like watching them rigorously fuck. We get some of that, but I was like, okay, I'll allow it for like a weird tease if I'm like really indulging in like an afternoon or an evening of porn, you know.
Yes
But I did have a hiccup where I was like, why do we need this, you know? Like it disturbed.
I was glad
they paid it off and that like even in reading the description, I was like, oh no, like why is it this? Like why is this gonna have some negative payoff for us?
Well, that's the thing about ex-confessions, right? Is it's all user submitted confessions. They have to like they pick them and then they, you know, try to make them work. Sometimes they don't always work. But this was, I thought it was really hot. It definitely turned me on. So
yeah.
I think it did its job for sure. And both of these performers I wasn't aware of before.
Same.
Now I'm definitely fans.
I had heard of Poppy Cox.
Yeah, she might have been in something that we've done.
Yeah, I don't know if it would have been Ex Confessions or even I was like, I feel like I've seen that name on Pink Label.
Yeah.
And she was an American. So I was like, maybe she's been in our rotation. I haven't clocked it before.
Yeah, right.
I liked her. She was playful and like.
Right. She was
giggly. Just like the way she like stripped, you know. Like,
yes.
It was fun. She was a really fun performer, I thought.
Yeah, I thought so too.
Yeah.
Should we talk about Rare Rabbit?
I suppose we shall.
Hashtag Dirty Rabbit, POV, interactive dirty talk plus cum countdown. This is from The Rare Rabbit, which is a
profile on Pornhub. Yeah. And on OnlyFans as well. Uh-huh.
I want to start
by saying, because I did have to like poke around The Rare Rabbit and be like, what is going on?
Same.
Because I think there's specific kink here. Like sometimes this performer dresses up as Spider-Man and fucks a unicorn stuffed animal. Like sometimes, like, there's some like very specific stuff at play here. And like, it feels like niche kink stuff.
Right.
I have to say that this particular choice is just so deeply not for me, because what we get in this video is a man fucking a silicone doll, and not just a sex doll, but a miniature sex doll.
Yes. With
obviously like really exaggerated proportions in terms of like the type of body this doll has.
Important to note that like throughout the whole video, we just see like from tits down.
Yes.
And then at a certain point, about 10 minutes in, he starts fucking this doll very like rigorously, to the point that, oh no, she has a face.
Yeah, she has a face and hair, and maybe she's the Little Mermaid.
Right, like, that's red hair.
Yeah, bright red hair. Smiling face, a painted on necklace for some reason.
I screamed when that happened. I was like, no.
Yeah.
Because for the most part, like, you know, when we started, he's like saying, he's like, you know, such a pretty pussy. He has no like affect to his voice.
No, his voice is very rote and very flat, and even like has a Midwestern thing to it, where it's like, oh God, like there's a couple places where I heard a little bit of a regionalism.
It like made the hair on the back of my neck stand up, because he was just like, it was just, let's make the good girl feel good. Like,
yeah, it just was so matter of fact that it did not feel genuine and felt, I wrote down, this person does not have a voice for radio. Because there's no color or texture to the way that he speaks.
Right.
But yeah, going back to the doll, because I do like, we can't do have to. Also important to note, like, it almost looks like this cheap silicone version of like the sculpture in like Fleabag, where like this doll has no arms and no legs.
It would say it's maybe like 12 inches, 13 inches high, you know?
Yes.
Like, it's not big.
Yes. And also the effect that it creates is that when he starts fucking this doll, he's talking about like, oh, I got your G spot.
Right.
And we see his dick moving inside of the silicone. And he's like, yeah, that's your G spot right there. And he's literally like bulging her, what would be her rib cage.
Yes.
You know, like it looks like
at a certain point that it would just break open. Like, I was, he's going to bust through this thing. Like, he's
he was fucking it like hard enough and deep enough that he was like stretching the silicone, and we're seeing the like shape of his dick.
Yeah. Like, I was like, I see his
inside
like,
this creature's stomach, which also has like strong alien vibes. Like, there just was a lot happening that was so out of this world in a way that was not helpful to me. I also, like, the reason I'm resistant to it is I'm like, why does he need, like, it feels like it's meant to make his dick feel like astronomically large. Yeah. Like, there's a sort of comic element to how exaggerated this is.
Yeah.
That it was just weird. But he's also like dirty talking to us as if we're that woman, you know,
as if I'm
watching a POV video. Like, it's dirty talk POV is how he describes it. But I'm like, what fucking woman wants to watch this and feel like I'm that tiny little lump of silicone that you fuck me up to my trachea? Like, that's why it bumped me. And I was like, I feel like this is sort of his kink.
Yeah.
But presumably for the audience. But like, I don't know which audience. Like, it's just kind of confusing in terms of like who this is for.
Yeah.
And who this works for, because it felt like these things were in conflict. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It also like makes the most insane noise at some points. Like, it's like,
He like milks pre-cum out of his cock.
Yes.
And then starts fucking the doll again.
Yeah.
And yes, we get like a crazy like sound like effect.
Suction weird sort of like
suction,
filling.
Yeah. Like wet suction.
Yeah.
Trapped inside of a chamber. So it's sort of like a queefy wet suction vibe.
He also says, "You're becoming my favorite," which like now I'm like, how many dolls does this guy have?
And why does he need to give them a hierarchy?
Yes.
Or is he talking to me and I'm in like, competition with other
with
people?
Other dolls? Like, am I a doll?
Am I a doll to you? Like, why do I want to emulate and be like, I'm the favorite? Like, I want to be the best alien baby.
It was really strange. I mean, there was also, I do have to say, though, like some moments of it, I was like, okay, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, like, he's got a hot bod, and there's there could be an aspect of this that could be great. It's just that it, like, all these things, there's just so many choices that don't work together for me that took me out of it, right?
There were moments when he was, like, playing with the doll's clit.
Yeah.
That I was, like, the action of that, of, like, seeing someone, like, use their thumb to, like, rub on a clit. Like, I was like, okay, yeah, I miss that feeling. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, which is fascinating that. Because, like, it's a doll. You know what I mean?
I know,
like, it's so much porn doesn't have any clit stimulation.
Right.
And then this guy's playing with this doll's clit. So I'm like, okay, good on you. You have that much figured out.
He was pulling out and kind of, like, rubbing his dick also, like, on her clit, which I was also like, I also miss that feeling. That's, I love that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So that those moments where I was like, okay, this is actually like, okay, I hate to say it, but I'm sort of a little turned on, you know?
Okay.
I know. And also he has really good orgasm control.
Mm-hmm.
I got to give him that. Like, he edges a little bit. He gets a little bit of pre-cum.
He gets really close and he's like, oh, fuck, I got to stop. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Once he started to get close to coming, I agree that I was like, okay, here we go.
Yeah.
You know, like, because at that part felt real.
Yes.
And like,
I was like, oh,
although
finally,
although there were like ridiculous distractions of this like doll's hair thrashing about, there was a phase where she's out of frame again. And then he like, you can hear him be like, oh, fuck, you know, like fighting, which is hot and believable.
That's hot. Exactly.
And not as much centered on like, you're my favorite or like,
all right,
you know, like
you have to say Mr. Rabbit. Do you want to be a good little girl? Like, I was like, what the fuck? Like, can you try to sound
just felt very strange.
Sexy?
Not quite.
I don't know.
Authentic. Yeah.
Try to not sound like you're just, like, reading it off a page. And it was very strange. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just, like, really strange delivery. Like, I kind of think, like, this person, this performer could, like, get things together in a different way and be quite successful, you know? Like, there could be stuff that's really hot. Like this one, just like his style of dirty talk, the doll choice, the way he's interacted, like some of the dialogue and the actual choices and like what his presumed relationship with. Like, I'm like, don't make a POV of this thing because I don't want to be that doll. But like for me, like maybe there are women that like want to imagine they're a teeny tiny silicone doll and that's hot to them.
Right.
Or anyone that might be like, I'm that little doll. But like, I'm like, this guy could just jerk off and not tell me about it and it'd be fine. You know,
well,
like
after looking at his page, I was like, okay, so he likes dolls.
Yeah.
He likes sex dolls. That's his thing.
Yeah.
And now I think we gotta do an ep on sex dolls, you know?
It's a great call. I think it's time we do that. Yeah.
Are any of these videos going in your spank bank?
Yeah, not really.
Yeah.
Not really, I don't think.
Both
like
of them turned me on. Here's to say. Obviously,
no, both
one
of them
more
did
so
it for
than
you.
The other.
Yeah.
One more than the other, but yeah, you know. What can I say?
No, that's totally fine. Like, I think
I like dirty talk.
Of course. Like, I think a talk too dirty, like I said, like could be an appetizer.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like high on my list, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It'll
sure.
slide into the
yeah.
you know, the general barrel that is my spank bank, but I don't, I think I just like wanted more of the sex and the like story hiccup is weird to me, you know, like again, like I would maybe watch a little bit of it to be like, ooh, let's warm up and then pop over to something else. But I don't think I'd watch it to completion to get to the point of being like, oh no, he fucked it up. I don't need that in my point, but
fair
creative choice. And, And yeah, I can't get down with this doll. I can't get down with Rare Rabbit. I'm sorry.
It's all right.
I feel like Rare Rabbit does okay. Otherwise,
oh, yeah, he'll be fine
in real life. I feel like that guy's gonna do just fine. Yeah. You know? Well, thanks so much for listening. You can find us on Instagram at Girls on Pern. That's porn without the O. On Twitter at GOP the podcast. At our website, girlsonporn.com, and on our Patreon, patreon.com/girlsonporn.
Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to the show if you haven't already. And if you leave us a 5-star review, leave your Instagram handle in the review and we'll tag it, expressing our gratitude.
This has been Girls on Porn, the only GOP that's actually any good.
Bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.